Now, does Hollywood have anything this weekend that's worth your business? Here's our regular digest of what the critics are saying about new movie releases. Writer Mark Jordan Ligon has Slate's summary judgment.
We start things off with Jane Fonda returning to the big screen for the first time in 15 years. She's back in the comedy Monster-in-Law. Jennifer Lopez finds the man of her dreams until she meets his mother, a famous broadcast journalist recently replaced by a much younger pretty face. That's right, it's J-Lo versus J-Fo. That J-Fo thing is mine, so no one try and steal it.
Charlie, will you marry me?
It's too sudden. She's in shock.
No, I mean, yes. I mean, I am, but...
No, no, say no.
Yes, yes.
I wonder if my J-Fo nickname is sweeping the nation yet. Anyway, the critics want to leave this movie at the altar. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer sums up the consensus by calling Monster-in-Law incorrigibly unfunny. A few critics do have some kind or perhaps sympathetic words for Jane Fonda. The LA Times says, hers is the only speck of emotional honesty in this otherwise insipid and casually insulting fantasy. Next up also in wide release is Will Ferrell's new family comedy Kicking and Screaming. Ferrell plays an uptight dad who coaches his son in the cutthroat world of Little League soccer. Robert Duvall and Mike Ditka also star.
You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
The critics were split on this one. Some kicked, some screamed, but almost all praise Ferrell's comic performance. Even though USA Today gripes, a good script is the most essential ingredient for a good movie, hiring a comedian isn't enough. Variety enjoyed it, calling Kicking and Screaming an immensely likable, funny comedy. And we close with the action thriller Unleashed, written and directed by Luc Besson. The gritty film stars martial arts legend Jet Li, as a human who has been raised by mobsters to be an attack dog. Bob Hoskins and Morgan Freeman also star.
In the market, those men, they were fighting. You knew that, right?
Yes.
But that didn't bother you?
No.
You weren't afraid?
No.
Normally, people find themselves in situations like that. They get afraid.
Overall, the nation's critics want to shout, "Good boy, who's a good boy?" to this underdog. Yes, the Chicago Tribune growls, even with its clever gimmick, Unleashed is like an old dog, no new tricks. But the LA Weekly barks, the most entertaining film Besson has had his name on in eons, and Entertainment Weekly calls it a heartfelt, heart-stopping flick that is totally off the chain. So poor Jet Li, ooh, I was raised as a dog, poor me. So what? I was raised as a guilt-ridden Catholic. You don't hear me going around complaining about it. Oh, wait. Yeah, you do. Sorry. Now I just feel awful.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles where he feels guilty. Day to Day is a production of NPR News, and it's produced by Chip Grabo. The senior editor is John Buckley. The senior producer, Steve Proffitt. The production staff includes Rob Sachs, Claire Robbins, Sky Rode, and Shireen Meraji. Our intern is Desmond Ortega. The editors, Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Neil Carruth. The technical director, Leo de L'Aguila, with engineer Carlos Asensio. The executive producer of Day to Day is Jeff Rogers. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Did I say Day to Day is a production of NPR News? I meant NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.